Hey, creepers. My name is Mike, and with me today is not Danny, but in his place is my fiance, Melissa, who is next to me.
Hello.
And this is Dead Ghost Podcast. Today, we have a special podcast, which will be split into two segments. First, which is where we talk a bit about some crazy unexplained experiences that we all know of, or at least most of us know of. And after that, we'll be giving the podcast floor to our special guest, Danielle White. Science is incredible and powerful. However, there is much more that can be explained. It seems that when people see, hear, feel, and or believe something that simply cannot be explained, well, that's when science finds itself trying to prove things that don't exist, and that's just truly impossible. In the following topics, we will talk about some of the most common inexplicable phenomena. Phenomena. From ghosts to supposed man-like beasts like my fiancé. From incredible experiences between life and death to amazing but unexplained skills of the mind itself. How much of what we are about to talk about is real? How much is fake? Well, you at home could decide. Without further ado, here are five unexplained phenomena. Phenomena. Number one. How do you all feel when you start hearing a buzzing in your ear? Do you get kind of a cringe feeling, or is it difficult to notice?
It's very annoying when that happens.
Right?
I'm kind of used to it, so it doesn't really bother me.
Why are you used to it? Is it because your boyfriend is like my fiance?
No, not exactly.
Thanks,
Mike. It's because it's been happening for so long, sometimes I don't even hear it.
Understandable. Mine's been happening for about 5 years.
You know what?
I love you.
I'm going to put you in my basement now.
Oh, God. That's where Harry is. Well, that cringe feeling? Some residents and even visitors who visit the small city of Taos, New Mexico, have been more annoyed than my fiancé is with me right now. But in all seriousness, it's a puzzling mystery that causes many to not want to reside there. Wow. I'm different, and I want to go there.
I'm going to put you there.
Please?
Bye.
Wait, what if I'm already there?
I got two suitcases in the closet that I can pack your shit ASAP. So what does this sound like, the buzzing, I mean?
Well, residents say it's like a low-frequency hum in the desert air. And it's almost like, well, imagine binaural beats for those at home. I mean, I don't know if you both know binaural beats, but binaural beats are basically like a humming frequency that makes both of your hemispheres come together. But yeah, if you can imagine binaural beats, there you go. But the weird part about all of this is that only 2% of Taos residents reported hearing the sound. So does that mean that the residents of Taos actually just ignore it now? Just kind of like Danielle does with ignoring her buzzing. Some believe it is caused by unusual acoustics, while others suspect mass hysteria or some secret sinister purpose. I honestly believe it has something to do with our vibration or frequency, because we as humans have also frequency and vibrational energy. But whether the noise is described as a whir, hum, or buzz, and whether it's psychological, natural, or supernatural, no one has yet been able to locate the sound's origin. But now, here is where it gets even more creepy. The supposed hum that many are saying they hear, some hear the same, but some hear different. And with each person, they hear a different type of hum, suggesting the experiences may be subjective and not actually objective sounds. And pretty certainly not one particular sound either.
See, with me and my earrings, it sounds like a bell. That makes sense. I don't know.
When my ear rings, I get different ringing. So one of them is like a pressured sound, mm-hmm. Another one is a high-pitched sound, and another one is a low-pitched sound, and all make me want to pass out for some reason.
Yeah, you come to me and you complain and you like freak out.
Yeah. What about you?
So I don't really hear humming as much as I do like distant music constantly. And it sounds kind of like circus music. It's a little strange.
Yep, and the clowns are coming for Danielle. Anyways.
Bring them on. I got this.
Our next topic is a famous one. Number two, we're talking about Melissa, my fiance.
Oh my God.
She escapes every single time. And guys, I don't even know how she's doing it. I don't know how she's doing it, but for decades, these strange, hairy man-like beasts have occasionally been reported by eyewitnesses swearing they have encountered Sasquatch, a.k.a. Melissa.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I love you. You're good. Everyone is going to be in defensive with you. They're going to be like, why are you doing that? You guys don't understand our relationship.
No, you don't.
She picks on me all the time.
Yep.
Despite seeing Bigfoot everywhere, no one has been able to actually get more proof than what we were given. But with that said, I believe there may be many more out there, like multiple Bigfoot everywhere. Because if you think about it, they're in different states, different areas, and even some, like, you know, the Yeti, are all the way up in, like, the mountains and the snowy areas. So with that being said, Bigfoot must have, like, integrated out. But even though we know there are many out there, since they are literally seen everywhere, like I said, no one has been able to capture one or even kill one. Not that I would want anyone to, but I mean, no one has even ran one over. Not once. Have you any of you heard about someone basically hitting a big ass fucking animal and the animal dying? I mean, no. other than what you hear already of, like, deers and shit.
No, but, like, if the mountain's so big, like, wouldn't you do, like, the biggest search for your life in the mountain? Like, you get, like, a whole Facebook group team, and you're like, I'm gonna go catch Bigfoot now. Let's go, bitches.
What if Bigfoot is actually in the ground? So, everyone's looking in the forest, and yeah, what if he resides in the forest, but what if he resides in the forest in the ground? Because we're all just thinking Bigfoot is, like, this creature that is, like, you know, an ape or something like that. Mm-hmm. What if it's more than that? What if he goes somewhere? And they do talk about, like, some crazy mythical creatures that do live in the ground, actually. Because yeah. In the center of the earth, supposedly that's where creatures come from. But who knows?
But so, like, technology is so advanced now these days, you would think that they would try something out.
Yeah.
So, like, is Bigfoot even real?
Well, I guess it just boils down to what you at home believe. Because at this point, for me in my mind, all I need is a picture. But for some, they need a little bit more, I guess. It just depends on who you are and what you believe in. Are you willing to overlook the science of never finding teeth or bones of said creature? Even though we know that there are creatures out there today that we never knew of. Like, there's evidence of creatures that are in the deep ocean now that we never even seen. There's some even bugs and even frogs that we never knew of. So maybe it is real. But if you want to dive deeper into Bigfoot himself, why not check out his complete story? We'll link the link in the description below for anyone who wants to check him out. Or my fiance. She's in some of those links somewhere. I mean, you got to really go looking.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
I forgot I was going to say in that sentence, but now I'll figure it out later.
Yeah, I'm not a Bigfoot person, but you know, it is what it is.
You're not a Bigfoot person? I mean,
she's not a fan of me, Mike.
You're not a fan of Melissa? I thought you were.
Bigfoot's just one of those things that doesn't really interest me. It's if other people are interested in it, good for them. But it's just not for me.
Never see Bigfoot and Melissa in the same place at once.
That's because she's right here all the time. All right, the military, don't go tranquilizing her yet. I gotta marry the girl. So, does anyone know of anyone close to them that has disappeared? Fell off the face of the earth for no reason? Like, obviously we know of many stories of people who disappear and are either found alive or dead. But who knows of anyone just missing and still missing, like, years missing, not showing up, not coming home, no messages, their phone is gone, but their phone is off too, no signal, no nothing, anyone.
Don't you have, like, a grandfather or something who disappeared?
I don't know how they know he's still alive, and I don't remember who told me that, but I know that somebody did.
I mean, he possibly is alive in the forest.
A great grandfather.
Okay, you know, is he a fucking vampire? I just need to know this.
He possibly. Who knows?
How old would this guy be?
Like 105.
What the fuck?
Oh my god.
And he's still alive?
Maybe he's Bigfoot now.
I just need to know, how the hell did he...
For quite a while.
He lived through the Spanish flu and COVID right now? Still kicking?
Damn.
Don't forget stars and everything else.
Oh my
so
god.
So when did this guy disappear?
30 years ago, maybe?
30 years ago?
Maybe.
Oh my god.
Like, under what circumstances?
I just left. Didn't come back.
So you got, like, went to go buy a pack of smokes or something?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, bag of milk and bread and dad doesn't come home type of situation.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That sounds so weird, though. Usually they pop up somewhere.
I know. I don't know where I heard it, but I know for a fact that I heard it.
Wow. Maybe it's lost hope.
Probably.
I mean, if they're saying he's still alive, they're probably going to be saying that until, like, what, 5 years from now? So then he'll be 110?
Then he'll be 185.3.
What?
What number was that? It's just made up, fucked up number.
Ugh. Danielle doesn't do numbers.
Don't. Well, the list of people who do go missing without a trace is a long one, and yet not many talk about this. From Natalie Holloway and Amelia Earhart to young Eaton Patz, who went missing in May of 1975. Even though young Eaton was never found, the young boy was declared dead after two whole decades of not finding him. And that's not even the weirdest. Most disappearances that are never found are usually people who go into the forest. They go in, and they just never come out.
Forest got some questions to be answered.
I know, we gotta go in the forest and find her grandpa.
Yeah, I think I'll pass. That sounds a little creepy.
Are you just afraid he's gonna be basically the same age as you now because he's a vampire?
Probably. Fucking trip the shit out of me, I'll tell you that.
Fucking Edward Cullen over here. Say my name. Say
where
it.
Where did this happen, anyways?
When my mom was, like, in her younger...
Yeah, but it was, like, in Canada, or...?
Apparently, he disappeared somewhere in Scotland.
Oh, my God. I want to go to Scotland. There's a lot of things.
For my dead grandpa.
Well,
did
that...
Did he disappear on the moors?
He just stopped. He stopped communication with everyone. No one could, like, get to him or anything. I don't know. Just a bunch of shit I don't...
Does he live on the Scotland Island? There's, like, a little island in Scotland that's really, really, like, a tall-ass fucking cliff thingy. And there's, like, a house on it. And it's just in the middle of the nowhere.
My brain. That's it.
Honestly, what do you think would happen if you were to go missing? Do you think people would look for you? Because... they do say many people who are found is really only due to how many people are looking for you and also the news coverage. So if you have no coverage, if you have no people looking for you, do you think you will ever be found?
I mean, I would hope that people would search for me, but I can't force anyone to. But I will search for you guys.
I will search for you all.
For me, that situation would be, like, I have way too much family and way too much, like, of close family and stuff that, like, that would literally be an impossible situation.
Damn. Can they adopt me? Because I got no family.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
Fuck. Someone give this kid fucking Halloween candy, man. I feel bad.
No, just get me to Kendall Ray. Kendall Ray, I need you to be my mom.
I'll babysit all the pets.
Number four. Hey, Daniel. Oh, he's not even here. Damn. Danny, your ghost.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Mel, do you ever get the strange sense like you've said anything before?
Yeah.
Like, I remember this time when I went to my mom's house in her basement, which was really scary, by the way. Like, there is a, in her basement, you go down and it's basically all stone. And it's in an apartment building, and it's just her basement. And in the stone fucking basement, there was a fucking cell. There's a cell there. So I was just wondering what the fuck happened here. Anyways, I felt like I was there, though, like, already before that I went there. In fact, I remember specifically telling my mom while I was going down the stairs, I feel like I'm here. I feel like I've been here before. And she's like, no, you never been here. And I'm like, I know I've never been here. I just feel like I do. But yeah. That is deja vu. Hey, Mel, do you feel like I've said that before?
No, Mike, I don't think so anymore. Kidding.
Deja vu is French phrase meaning already seen, referring to the distinct puzzling and mysterious feeling of having experienced a specific set of circumstances before. So, basically, imagine you go into a grocery store and you're going into that grocery store and you see some stuff and it really looks familiar. And then someone says something and it sounded like it was so familiar because it happened right after you saw something that you saw before. And then more and more, that is basically deja vu, and it could get kind of trippy. Have you guys ever had that?
More than I probably should, but you know, it happens a lot to me, like when I'm at people's houses and stuff, or I'm like out in public. That happens to me a lot. I feel like I've said this before and I've talked about this before and I've walked here before, even though I probably never have.
I understand that because I get that way too much too. So
then I just don't want to like say, hey, I think I've done this before, because then there are a lot of skeptical people that'll be like, yeah, because you did that yesterday, but you're going to be like, oh, it's not the same as yesterday though. You don't understand.
Honestly,
if that makes any sense.
It does. And honestly, I kind of believe that the whole deja vu is either because we have seen it before, maybe in a past life, or I'm honestly thinking it's possibly because we're actually, so every now and then we know that our universe is basically, it sets into a time where maybe like a dimension happens. What if the only reason why we're seeing something happen before it does happen is because that dimension is basically, it's being shown. So we're basically seeing exactly what our other selves on the other dimension is seeing too. So we're seeing it right before we see it.
So you mean to tell me that when we went to Florida, my past self was like, hey, we went on this specific ride already.
Well, that's why I'm saying it might not be that. But then again, Florida rides have been there for a while. So just don't think, you're only from 1998. So
I'm talking about the newer rides.
Okay. Then that being said, again, dimension. Like there's multiple dimensions going on. Like, meaning that there's multiple you and they're not in this dimension, but that doesn't mean that they're isn't multiple you. And until you can actually not confirm that, which it's not been confirmed or not confirmed either, it's still a 50-50 chance.
Okay.
Meaning that it's still possible. Dun, dun, dun. Some say this is all caused by psychic abilities. Some say it's even by a glimpse of your previous life, which we just talked about. But you never know. Maybe we are all just seeing a bit of what we saw before. You know, if some of you at home believe in your soul being able to reincarnate. And at least 70% or more actually experience this phenomena at least once in their lifetime. But what's really strange is that it happens the most at the age of 15 to 25. And equally happening among both genders, which honestly makes me go back to the reincarnation part, because when you're young, you usually remember your past life from 5 to 10 years old. So it wouldn't be all that random if 15 to 25, you're seeing little things. Also, many researchers found out that epilepsy can be a reason, but it's not like we all have epilepsy, right? And even some scientists think it has to do with high dopamine levels, which is why teens are the most to get it. What do you guys think?
That's interesting.
I could think it's just a matter of how, like, the brain processes memories. Because, like, everything you're saying right now is technically a memory, right? Because I'm saying this now, but I'm also remembering I'm saying it.
Exactly.
All that's being processed by your brain. So I think it could just be...
He just took the words out of my mouth.
Yeah, it's how your brain processes something. So it, like, thinks it's a memory, but it's actually happening. But it's a memory at the same time, so you're remembering it happening.
I get it.
It's complicated.
I get it. I understand.
I actually get that. And with that... With that being said, I have to actually ask you a question.
All right.
So, what if you're not real, though? Like, you just said our brain is a powerful thing. What if all of this ain't real? What if you don't even look the way you do?
That's all right.
No, but on and in all seriousness, that actually led me to, like, wonder about that, because I've, off topic just a little bit, I've been watching another movie that it basically called The Empty Man, and nothing is real, and basically people are only made up of other people. So meaning one of you guys is not real because one of you manifested the other.
We just looked at each other like, oh my God. Like slow motion. Perfect.
So it goes back, are you real? if you're like, our brains are that powerful, and we know that because there was a woman who always used to say, and I did a research on this during psychology, a woman thought that she was going to die at the age of 30 because her mother told her to. I mean, not told her to. She told her that she was going to.
Told her to.
Yeah, she told her to.
What no. a bitch.
She basically said, at the age of 30, my grandmother died. I'm going to die, and you'll die at the age of 30 as well. And because of that, she was so terrified. At the age of 30, she did die. Now, researchers found out that when she died, she had a certain type of chemical in her body, which you usually get when you're so afraid that your heart stops. Meaning, she must have died by being so afraid of dying at the age of 30. She caused her own heart to stop, meaning she caused her own thing to happen, which means our brain is very powerful. And another woman who believed she was pregnant for a while before she even had a bump in her belly started to grow something in her belly, which caused her to even believe she was pregnant even more, and to find out it was a tumor.
Oh, wow.
She saved herself by going to the doctors, by the way.
Good.
Well, I hope she did if she was thought she was pregnant, because that's just the thing to do.
And, well, that's not even the weirdest case. The next case is someone who basically heard a voice in their head saying, you need to go to the hospital and get an MRI. Because of that, she went to the hospital. She pleaded her case. She said, please, I need an MRI. They weren't going to give it to her. But then they finally did it because she said she wasn't going to leave. Finds out she had a tumor on her brain.
Wow.
So I wonder, these things, like, you know, I wonder if we're real or if we just manifest bad shit and good shit that happens to us. Well, Mel, I've manifested Bigfoot.
Bigfoot?
Bigfoot, sorry.
Sorry.
So, guys, do you believe we have superpowers, or do you believe some people have superpowers, or everyone has a super ability?
I think that your brain will make you believe anything that it wants to make you believe because it is so powerful.
I'm a millionaire. Nope. Okay. I'm trying.
You can be a millionaire if you want to be a millionaire. Honestly, I think that's up to you.
Millionaire.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It means you're manifesting. That's actually a real thing. When you manifest things, it comes about.
The power of positive thinking.
Like, an example, like, if you are thinking, oh, your stomach hurts, your stomach's going to hurt even more because you're thinking about your stomach hurting, right?
Yeah.
So, a lot of my issues, too, are also in, like, me overthinking, so that's why I brought it up.
No, I'm actually glad that you brought that up, because that's actually true. If you believe good things will come to your way, good things start coming your way. But the minute you start believing bad things, that's bad negative energy. So negative energy takes up space in your head, and then you start believing those things. You actually make it happen by doing all that. Not saying you. I'm saying in general, people. I know, yeah. I do that. I do that a lot. I'm not gonna lie. I'd be telling myself that I have a cut on me and I don't have a cut. But then all of a sudden I look again and I have a cut on me and I'm like, huh.
So I'll be convinced, like, I'm going to throw up. I do this every
day. Oh my God, I do that every morning.
I'm going to throw up. So I put a bag in, hold my little garbage can in front of me, or like a bag. And I'm like, I'm going to be sick. I'm so scared. Well, I never actually get sick, but my brain makes me feel like I'm going to fucking be sick, because apparently I think food's literally gonna make me sick. It's not supposed to. So
that's so crazy. Me and you are so similar.
Oh shit.
Psychic powers and extrasensory perception, ESP, rank among the top 10 unexplained phenomena, if for no other reason that belief in them is so widespread. Many people believe that intuition is a psychic ability, a way of accessing arcane or special knowledge about the world or the future. Other abilities include clairvoyance and premonitions, which is most likely the reason for deja vu. Honestly, I have a psychic ability, and I don't know if everyone will believe this, but it's been noted before by many people. I'm able to tell somewhat of the future, and only bad things, and not for me. It's like things that are random, and then they happen. Like, this is going to sound stupid, but before Kobe's helicopter went down, I was screaming at Mel about 45 minutes before it was even on the news, and it got on the news within 25 minutes of it actually happening.
Yeah.
Meaning I had an extra 20 minutes of this happening, and I was screaming, crying, and telling her, the helicopter, it's too loud, it's too loud, it crashed. And then literally half an hour later, 45 minutes later, she sends me a thing saying, I'm sorry, Kobe. And she knew that Kobe was like my favorite basketball player.
Yeah.
And that's not even like the first. I've actually wrote down dates that I said things were going to happen. And I didn't even know that those dates were going to actually happen.
There's another one that you had a vision of a plane crashing. And then like, I think a couple weeks later, a plane did crash.
And then the fires, the forest fires, how I said the sky was red. Man. I told you that I woke up in terror that the sky was really, really red and there was flames everywhere. And that was right before the wildfires in California. And I mean, I never saw a red sky, red anything in my life. So when I saw the pictures in real life, it looked exactly like my freaking nightmare. I was like, yo, I'm scared, Mel. Do you guys get those?
Sometimes.
I haven't really personally gotten that. But like, I know my cousin once, like because him and my aunt lived with us like in our basement, like when I was really young. And I remember him, like, being really depressed and, like, talking about bombs and stuff. And then that's when all that war shit started. Do you remember that on the news?
Yeah.
When all that war stuff was going on. And, like, he said Bonnery was talking about something. And then all that shit starts coming on the news, like, breaking news and stuff. And, yeah, so that's the only, like, from someone else, but not from me.
There's also other things that I have. I'm able to tell from people's vibes, even without hearing them, seeing them in person. I just need a picture. And it's like I can get either a good vibe or a bad vibe. And or I can get even someone who's basically, it sounds like a good vibe, but they're hiding something. I always know when someone's hiding something, even when they don't show it. And I actually always know when my fiance's lying. And she thinks that she could be really slick with that, but I'm always knowing she's lying. And it's basically almost, I don't know how to tell it, but my body gets really cold. And Mel can actually tell you this, my body gets really cold.
Yeah.
And then I get kind of clammy-like, and it's almost like I feel sick to my stomach. So I get like a negative energy feeling.
I completely relate to everything you just said.
Yeah.
Because, like, I always know, like, minutes or, like, hours before, like, a fight with anyone's gonna happen. Like, someone's gonna fucking attack somebody. I know, like, just know. I get a feeling I start shaking and my heart starts beating.
Yep.
And I just get, like, really, and then I feel even worse. That I feel sick. I constantly feel sick because I'm constantly having this head thing going on. Because, like, I feel like I can feel everybody's fucking...
Energy. Yeah, I agree. Like, their vibrations are fucking up yours.
Yeah, I can look at someone's picture and be like, I know I'm not going to get along with that bitch.
Yep.
Or I'm going to fucking love that person.
I agree. I actually can see that with a lot of people. I there's a lot of times when my fiance will actually, like, talk to someone new. And I'll either be like, oh, they look like a cool person. Or I'll straight away say, yo, I think you need to be on your guard with this person. I'm never just like, I don't know. It's always one or the other. And usually I'm always right.
Yeah.
I get that. Alex hasn't seen too much of that yet. But, you know, we've only been together for like 2 months.
Oh.
Longer than that.
Longer than that. But like we were seeing each other for a couple months before that.
Just you wait, Alex. The weird shit will happen. Mel, it took Mel a year for her to actually... start to notice that there's a ghost in my house and she hates it now.
Call him Jeremy.
So I'm sorry that you have to leave then when I start talking about the ghost.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Researchers have tested people who claim they have psychic abilities. However, through controlled scientific conditions, many have so far been negative or ambiguous. Many do argue that psychic powers cannot be tested or, for some reason, diminish in the presence of skeptics or scientists. If this is true, science will never be able to really prove or disprove the existence of psychic powers. And honestly, I know of many people with said psychic powers. However, it's also something I believe in. So everyone at home, it's okay if this isn't your cup of tea. I also know it's hard to believe in something you don't see or can't feel. And honestly, for a lot of people who want to do more research on it, I suggest many people looking up the Monroe Institute. They've actually done a lot of what the CIA was doing, but more in a controlled and better environment for people. Mm-hmm. And it's not more psychic abilities, but it's more of actually open, like basically opening up your mind more, opening up the cognitive mind and actually going deep within your brain. It's basically within there that everything exists. Your universe exists within your brain.
Interesting. I've been watching WandaVision, completely off topic, but like that's something with like superpowers or whatever the fuck it is called. But
Mel, you bring in such the light into this conversation.
I don't like that was scary. Beautiful.
I don't like scary things.
I watch WandaVision.
But it's related though.
It is.
It's so lighthearted.
I love WandaVision actually. That is such a good show.
No spoilers.
Nah. But with that all said, I am going to give the floor over to my friend over here, Danielle.
And I'm gonna go.
Yeah, and my fiance is gonna go because she hates ghosts and all that. But yeah, why don't say goodbye.
Bye, podcast. No,
don't get too hairy.
Don't get too scary.
Gotta go to my basement now,
I
guys.
I just think you might be like, who the fuck is hairy? Anyways, I will not hurt her ears until I know she is safely out of the conversation. So, you were talking about this top hat person, like, to me earlier. First, before I start speaking, I want to know, like, what exactly does he look like to you? Does he have a face? Is he tall? Is he short? What does he wear?
All right, so here we go. The top hat man that I usually see, and I've been seeing him for so long, but it wasn't until recently that I was actually drawing him and understanding who I was seeing, because he came with two other people. And like I said, these are dark figures, and the top hat man was more of like, so the figures that I see are basically all black, and when they open up their eyes, it's basically white, like a white light almost, and it's in the dark only. I hate talking about this because then I see it all the time in my head.
It's pretty creepy, eh? Like, thinking about it, it is pretty creepy.
It is, and especially when you've already seen it, and I already am not good. I don't sleep a lot anyways. When I see him, he's in my door frame, and he's just staring, and he is basically a tall, black figure, and only basically white eyes. They're kind of like, they're not glowing in what you think, what you would think of. It's almost like it's see-through. Like, I could see through him, but there's no light on in the back. But he has light. So I don't know if that makes sense.
Completely.
And then his hat is basically, it looks, so because he's a black figure, I don't see really a face. It's just like an outline. So his hat is basically just with him. And I'm going to actually send over a picture message of what I drew. And I was able to draw several things of the three people. And you'll notice that the middle person is definitely the top hat man.
I would love to see that, because what you're saying is almost identical to what I see, but without the eyes. But, like, it's all vibe.
Yes. And it's creepy. It's really creepy. And it's when I'm having a time, and like, I don't know if you ever heard of what's it called, sleep paralysis.
I get that every once in a while. Used to be worse, but it's terrifying too. I'm going to look at that, and then they literally look like something you would see on an acid trip,
pretty much.
See, my top hat man, now that I'm thinking about it, it's completely different.
However, there's many people that see the same top hat man, but in different ways that they see him. Meaning that he's never the same exact to everyone, but he's always going to appear himself as a tall man who is dark, in a top hat.
Yeah, I'm going to send you mine once I'm scrolling, trying to look for it. I'm going to send you mine. It's quite a bit different, but Alex actually sent it to me, and I'm like, because I explained to him what he looked like, and then he sends me this picture, and I'm like, holy shit, how the hell did you know what like that?
Also, there's these people that are on my thing that they saw that they seen these two creatures in the hallway. What are those? The left creature, I saw three of them staring at me. And in the right picture, I saw him coming into me from the hallway. And I'm telling you, that made me terrified. Because don't they look the same?
Right one? The picture you just sent me, that right guy?
Yeah.
Like that, but in mind, you can't see his face at all. And he's holding a spiky cane. And he's kind of looks like he's from, like, the 20s.
Yeah, 1920s.
Like, I used to feel like when I was younger, the first few times I saw him, like, at my door, but now he stands in the corner of the room. But when I seen him out in front of my door the first few times, I was terrified. But, like, he just literally stands there now and just looks at me, and it doesn't scare me anymore. Because, like, I don't feel like he's gonna hurt me. I feel like he's, like, looking over out for me, if that makes any
sense. You're not the only person that said that. And at first, I was terrified of him a long time ago, but lately, I haven't been. The only thing I get scared of is the images of when he's basically walking, because it's not a walking, like, human walk.
Right.
And that's what terrifies me, but you're right. A lot of people, yes!
So, like this, but with a spiky cane and a much taller hat.
That's exactly what I see, and put the white eyes in, and I, yeah. Oh, man, You're making my hair on my back literally go up.
Go. Well, you know, I do, though, remember the first time I seen him. I was, like, five or six, right? But now he, like, follows me around, and he stands in the corner of the room, and only when it's dark, like he said. And it's, like, he watches me, and, like, I've seen him when I've been with Alex, and, like, I said to Alex, hey, look, the top hat man is there, like, you know, but he can't see anything.
What if I told you, because some people say that the top hat man is not a demon, but actually someone who has higher vibrational energy than all of us, and a being that's not of this world, who is actually watching over us to see if we're basically doing things the right way. Not meaning he's going to attack us, but meaning that he's studying us to make it so. Basically, some people are saying that the top hat man is not actually a man, but something that we all see, because of course we're humans and we see what we want to see, even though it's something that it won't make sense. But in our minds, a man and a top hat will make more sense than a random alien figure. So people are saying
it could be in disguise, it could be anything. Yeah. So you're not wrong thinking like that.
Yeah, because we're all basically seeing almost the same thing.
But, like, in different forms, our brains all see something differently. I understand. It doesn't bug me anymore, though. I don't feel like it's just something. I feel like it genuinely is someone who's, like, or something that is, like, not intended to hurt me.
Not physically. Mentally, it is hurting a lot of people because it's scaring and keeping a lot of people up. At night, yep. And the more you stay up.
I got used to it, so I kind of just fall back asleep now.
I don't get used to it because I have certain things that I used to see in my past, so I have a lot of, like, flashbacks.
Trauma. That's okay.
I don't know if we're done with the top hat man.
So, that's pretty much all I have to say about my top hat man, but I do know that, I know I told you that you, Mr. Alex, that that, like, he's been there, like, when I've been with you, but you don't see shit.
What if he doesn't see it because he doesn't believe in it? Because, like I said, you have to believe in something in order to manifest it. So if he's not manifesting the top hat man, or if the top hat man ain't supposed to, like, isn't actually able to get into his head to make him believe it, he wouldn't see him. It's
maybe
almost
because they can't get into certain type of, like, images in someone's head. Or, like, maybe certain people just aren't as, like, brains aren't as manipulated. I guess, kind of. I don't know how to say it, but I hope it's making a little sense at least.
Or what if Alex is one of them, and that's why he can't see it?
It is entirely possible.
Yo, that's creepy as fuck. Don't say that. I want sleep tonight. Get the fuck away from me, girl. Get off my fucking bed, man. Me and Mike, you're sleeping alone.
Maybe you should explain who Mikey is.
Michael Myers, they know. I have a bad obsession with him.
I was just watching the newest movie today.
It's pretty fucking good, actually.
I know. People say a lot of like good reviews about it. That's why I wanted to watch it.
Yeah, he hasn't seen the Rob Zombie one yet, and that's my favorite one, and he finally watched it last night, and he was like, it was decent. I'm like, I know, because that's Michael Myers. That's my how I want to die.
What the fuck?
Wait, have you seen the Rob Zombie one where he puts the guy up in the by the knife in the wall?
I've seen so many of them.
Okay, yeah, so anyways, that scene, I'm like...
Wait, which one is it, though? We were talking about so many Michael Myers movies. Is it the first one, the second one? Is it the one with the with the little cousin, what's her name, Jamie or Jenny, whatever? Is it the one with the, what's her name? Is it, like, because they basically did so many different...
With the two kids, the little boy and the little girl.
So it's like basically either the first or the second one. Because with the little boy and girl, that had to be the first or the second.
It's
The one we watched last night?
Yeah.
The Rob Zombie one.
Yes, the Rob Zombie one.
I gotta look this up because it's gonna annoy me because I watched all of them.
Yeah, 2007.
Oh! I know which one you're talking about now.
So the one where they're doing shit and they're fucking thing and he pretends and he puts on the ghost thing.
I know.
To go kill that chick.
So you're talking about the one when we get... Oh, sorry. What did you say?
What happens in the original one, too.
Oh, yeah, he's just sorry. Go ahead. Like, I want to be that guy on the wall, and I want to be killed that way. That's how I want to die. So, as you know, my grandfather passed away, like, a week ago.
Yes.
And, his wife, my grandmother, used to tell me also, if we're off the subject of Top Hat Man right now.
Yes, we are. I was actually going to say Nanny's Ghost.
Okay, Nanny's Ghost. Ghosts. So
ghosts,
yeah.
Oh God, so plural.
My nanny was really like religious and spiritual and loving, I guess. I don't know, but I remember my entire life, her talking about like seeing ghosts constantly, all surrounded by her bed, like someone they would be around your thing at a funeral, just like looking, staring right at her, and like, when I was a kid, I believed it more because, you know, kids are more, like, believable.
Yeah.
Now I still don't know, but, like, I'm just wondering how fucking terrifying that would be to, like, see a bunch of random ghosts around your fucking bed.
I get that a lot.
And also, when I was younger, I used to hear, marching, like, military marching constantly, like, coming up my stairs. Same house I started seeing the Top Hat Man in. I pretty much lived in the house for 20 years. So that's the only thing that's relatable to that I can think about. But I used to wake up screaming because something would always fucking pull like all my blankets off me and then like fucking pull my legs down. So like I'd always have these terrible night terrors and I still won't sleep without anything on my feet at least till this day. Because I'm always scared. I'm going to wake up screaming my head off.
I understand that. And
yeah,
I actually have the same thing that your granny has. I wake up sometimes to ghosts and I go to sleep to them. And it's basically, it's more of like not ghosts that what you would think of, like how people kind of make them out to be in movies and shit like that. It's not like that. It's for me, imagine you're seeing everything as it is. And then like for just a damn second, you get a glimpse of people staring at you, almost like as if your reality is being shattered. And then it goes back to normal. That's what I get. And the only reason why I believe it's ghosts is because basically there are some people that I know that already have passed that are in, well, those people. that I see, and it gets really nerve-wracking sometimes. Sometimes I'm used to it, because sometimes I could see them everywhere I go, and sometimes I just see spirits everywhere I go, because there's spirits everywhere, but it's only when they're known, and it's most likely like a picture image almost. It's not like they're walking. It's basically like a distorted memory of them.
As you understand that. I get it. It's really fucking weird to think about, honestly, because like there's so many different things that happen. It's kind of hard to talk about them all.
I understand.
Too. So like, yeah. Okay. So my mom and dad. So my mom and dad apparently have seen my dad's mother, like my grandmother, I've never met, who like died. She died young. She died at like 32. My dad's mom. And apparently she came to talk to like my mom and my dad when they were both sitting in like a canopy up north or something, like near our old trailer. And all she was talking about was how great of a person that I am, like why me when I have so many other siblings? That's what I'm thinking. And like telling me how fucking great I'm gonna do in life, and just like boasting about me for some reason. And both my parents still swear to this, so like it's kind of hard not to believe my parents, I guess, because like if they're both seeing shit like that at the same time, that's a little freaky. Or like seeing my actual like dad's mom, my grandmother.
I'm actually nervous you might be Jesus Christ, only girl for him.
But apparently I'm gonna do good and stuff, but I don't know. But also I'm native, but I'm also like really fucking white, so a lot of people also come up to me and instantly know I'm native, I guess, because I'm the face of shape of my face, like my cheekbones and stuff.
Yeah.
And my grandmother was like native, like fucking they had to dance around a totem pole when they were getting married and stuff. Weird shit that I have no idea what it was exactly, but just what I've been told.
Honestly, I think that's really cool. That's probably why you are able to, and your family's able to see so much, because you're native. Like, a lot of people who are native believe in a lot of those beliefs that they're...
I do believe in, like, putting the salt, like, at your windowsill and stuff to, like, keep, like, negative energy away. And, like, we burned, like, different shit and put it around the house and stuff, like... I've never not had a dream catcher since recently, too. Like, it's always been like that. So, if I made you a dream catcher, it would be authentic, if that makes any sense.
I would love a dream catcher, because I can't remember any of my dreams. I mean, I do remember some of them. Like, I remember the really, really, like, big ones, and I've been trying to remember a lot, because I've been using mugwort, and I put that right on my temples and shit like that. But also, it's because I'm trying to get to the Akashic Records, because I'm trying to, like, lift myself up, like, my vibrational energy. I'm trying to lift it up more, because
I have a suggestion for that, actually.
Oh, tell me.
If you take, like, you know the long grass that grows in fields?
Yeah.
It has the healing property, so if you take that and you braid it and just hang it up somewhere in your house... You can have one in every room if you want. It's supposed to, like, take out a lot of that negativity and it's supposed to, like, help boost your, like, energy and stuff, too. It's a native thing. And you don't have to be native to, like, do it.
That's actually really weird, because my mom, when she would come around, she still does, by the way. I just want to point that out. It's just, like, she used to come around a lot more, and especially when I was a kid. She would take us to like fields and stuff like that obviously near us, and she would take long pieces of grass and she would blow on it and it would make some type of whistle thing, and then she would start braiding it, and she said, "Now you have good luck." And I used to never understand what it meant, but I would keep a lot of them cherished.
I just told you what it meant, so now you know.
Now I do know.
it's meant to like keep the bad spirits away from you, pretty much, or like the negativity in your head. Like, it's supposed to make you feel safe and not like confined or like stressed.
I honestly agree with that. And honestly, I always wonder to myself, with all of this, like with all the negativity, with all like everyone saying about ghosts, I've been actually doing a lot of research on it, because I don't know if I believe in ghosts, but I do believe in spirits. I don't know if that makes any sense, because you're probably thinking, aren't they the same thing? But
no, they're not.
They are not. They're totally two different things. Like, so I believe, the only reason why I believe in spirits is because if you think about this, me and you and Alex and Melissa, we're all 3D. We're in 3D. We're in a three-dimensional world. When you become 4D, you die and you're going into like this, basically a waiting area. It's what's it called? A purgatory, I guess. That's 4D. Yeah. 5D is when you ascended, and 5D can actually be accomplished while you're living in 3D, but you won't be living in 5D, but instead your mind will be living in 5D. And when you become 5D on the other side, it means that you basically become light. You become, you go to the other side. And then there's 6D, which is when you basically unlocked everything. You don't come back. There's no more. There's no reincarnation. You are exactly what you are. You're light. And if you go into 4D and you die and you have negative energy with you as you died. So some people, they'll die an unexpected death before they even finished what they were supposed to do. You become 2D because your negative energy goes with that, and you become what they call spirits. And demons are 1D. If you really have bad negative energy, meaning you were someone who was evil on this earth and you died an evil way, you become a demon, 1D.
No, I completely understand what you're saying, because I've actually heard someone else say that, probably one of my grandparents, like back in the day.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of research on like the afterlife, because I feel like there is more to the afterlife than what we already know and what people say. And that's why this is going to sound stupid, but this is why I want to do DMT. And people are telling me not to do it, and I'm like, but I really want to, because DMT is actually a chemically thing that is induced when you die, which is why people see the things that they see when they die. Some people will see either a light, other people will see their loved ones. DMT causes that, and we basically make it either when we're dead, well, when we're dying, the 7 minutes of us dying, or when we're sleeping, we make a little bit of it, which is why we have dreams the way we do. So when we're dreaming, are we going into the other world and we're not knowing it?
Honestly, I think when you're dreaming, it's just like your own personal area. I think when you're dreaming, it's like, I don't know, your brain's just really fucking powerful.
You want to know something funny? I'm about to pop that bubble of yours that you just said that you're in your own area.
Right.
My friend and I, Danny, the one that you heard of today.
Yeah.
Well, actually yesterday. He and I had the same exact dream. Same exact. It was about being in the mall. And I even told him word from word, there's a purple arcade. And it's basically aesthetic almost. Like, almost it looks like the 80s. And
wait.
Oh, you had it too then.
Probably. It sounds like a dream I probably had.
And basically, I remember going up the stairway, the stairwells and stuff like that, and the escalators and everything like that. And I remember getting all the way to the roof. And he even said the same thing. However, our dreams...
After you're done that, I also have a question for you relating to being on top of a roof.
All right. The weird part is that our dreams start to disconnect at this part, going to the roof, as he would just basically end right there, whereas I would be chased by a little tiny girl, and I never knew why. And I don't know this girl. I never saw her in my life, but I could tell you she has pin straight dark brunette hair with very defined blue eyes and a very defined eyebrows. Very small, about maybe 3 feet. She fucking pushed me off. She pushed me off the building. And I died, woke up in a hospital, and outside the hospital was a basically a main eating area. Now hear me out. Okay. Years before I had this dream, I had another dream about basically doing a paranormal investigation in a hospital, And guess what? I saw the room that basically when you exit it, goes straight into an eating area, main area. Yeah. What were you going to say?
So, about the whole being on a roof dream, okay? So, I have a similar dream, but I'm not being chased by anyone. I'm just on a roof. And, like, someone, I don't know what it is, but, something, it just pushes me off the edge. So right before I hit the bottom, I wake up constantly. Like, I constantly have that dream. But I also heard, like, that can give you an actual heart attack in real life.
It can.
So I already know that. Because, like, when I wake up, I can't breathe and my heart is going so fast. And I know that when I was younger and I had the same dream, like, sometimes I would hit the bottom and I'd be dead. But I would be, like, around in the house I grew up in, like, as a ghost, but everything was, like, black and white, and I have a lot of my dreams are in black and white.
Oh my god, you are, so me and you are different. I'm very rare. I see all my dreams in color.
Yeah, mine are only in black and white when I'm dead.
Oh, when you're dead.
Yes, otherwise they're all, like, color, sun shining, like, everything feels, my dreams are all so realistic, it freaks me out. So, like, after my grandmother died, like, 2 weeks later, like, I had a dream the last time I seen her. I was sitting on a couch with her, but it was all black and white. It was weird.
You went to the other side.
I wasn't dead in this one. I wasn't dead. That's the weird thing. But I
no, feel but like you, I was seeing you what were. She was seeing. Technically, when we're sleeping, our hearts are steady at a very, very, very slow pace. So, we do actually, you know, people have outer body experiences, but it's called astral projection, meaning you're able to your soul is able to leave its body when you're sleeping all on its own. So yeah, you might have actually been dead but still alive. You're dead enough to actually travel to the other side.
Yeah, but like, yeah, no, completely, because it was like all white, but I know it was black and white. Like, it's weird, it's hard to explain, because like everything felt so fucking real. Like, she and I woke up, I'm like, holy shit, mom, I think I actually may have fucking seen Danny for the last time. She actually spoke personally to me on the couch. Like, it felt so real. Like, I woke up crying, and I called my mom, and I'm like, mom, this really fucking freaked me out. And so, also, the day after my grandfather died, which was, like, this week, I put on, like, the, you know, the Fallout, like, type of music?
Yeah.
Like, the BioShock music. So I love all that music. So a while before like him passing, Alex sent me like a YouTube live stream of like all that music constantly. And when I woke up and started like listening to that, I listened to it all day because it started playing every single song my grandfather sung, like around the fire with his guitar and stuff, because he was a musician. So like that also freaked me out a little. But I was so happy to be hearing them, and you think I would be sad.
No, because when you see your loved ones, you just know that you get extra time with them, no matter where you are.
Like, I feel like he was speaking to me, like, it might have not been, like, paranormal or ghost or anything, but I feel like he was speaking to me, like, in, like, where my, like, my head or my heart, maybe.
I believe in that. I personally do believe in that, because technically, we're able to connect with our ancestors. We are. They're still with us until we die, because when we die, that's when everything resets.
Also, yeah, I completely agree with that. Like, there are some things most things I'm skeptical on, honestly, but I like putting myself into new situations, because it's always good to, like, step in someone else's shoes and think how they would think.
Yeah.
So, so they recorded my grandfather's entire funeral. And I don't really believe in it much because I never really watched the whole video because I was there. I think I sent Mel the video.
You sent me it.
I sent it to you. So apparently in that video where my cousin Scotty is talking, like the one my grandparents raised, apparently because my Uncle Perry, which is technically my dad's brother, I mean my brother's dad, oops, he his ex-girlfriend or ex-fiance is like native and shit, and I guess she taps into all this spiritual stuff and like you know what I'm talking about, people who see like orbs and shit like that. Apparently she's seen like an orb come down like beside my cousin as he was talking in that video, And as soon as he was done talking and he left the stage, the orb went back up. And she's like, I think that your grandfather was definitely there, even though he was in his casket, obviously.
That actually can happen because there was a little girl who passed away and her mom was so distraught and a little balloon basically traveled its way over to her without no one's help. No wind, no nothing. No one was guiding it. It just started floating all the way to the mother and it stood over the mother as she was crying.
Yeah, I mean, like, and my mom saw it because she's fucking absolutely devastated and because, you know, that's her dad. And my mom's 50, so, like, he's been in her life a long time. Like, he lived to a decent age, 73, I think. So,
pretty decent. And
you know what's really fucking weird? Do you want to hear something freaky?
Yeah.
I looked at Alex, like, well, it was probably, like, last month, I think. And I'm like, I don't think my grandfather has, like, much time left. So, like, I need to talk to him and I need to see him. And then this happened, like, a month later. So, like, I don't know how the fuck I knew that. But I guess I can just feel the energy, like, you know, my grandfather suffering. And I think that maybe he died of maybe a broken heart, maybe. Because, you know, my grandparents were together. I don't know if the minister actually spoke in the thing, the video, because I didn't watch the whole thing. Because it was devastating, obviously. But a bunch of weird shit has been happening lately. Like, I thought that my family would be more apart, but I feel like since they're both gone, like both of the rocks, everyone's more connected spiritually and stuff. It's like they made such a big impact on everyone's life in our family that since they believe it so much, they're seeing it. Because I don't know if it's real or not, right? Because I never seen the fucking orb.
They do say when a light is taken away from a group of people, the only thing that they can do is either ignore it or look for another light. Meaning that you guys will either be like other families who, yeah, distant, or you guys will look to see the light in all the situation. Also, I just want to say something, and you do not have to agree with me. You could probably yell at me or anything, but while you were talking, I have this weird sense of feeling and a weird chill, and I do believe that your grandpa or grandma is in the room with you somewhere.
Can I tell you something really freaky? You gave me fucking chills saying that.
Sorry. It's with my left ear, so possibly in the left area.
I feel it, like, in my spine and at the back of my neck, usually. So, like, if I feel like I can feel, like sensations of, like, someone close to me. Like, I know even when they're being super quiet and they don't think I can hear them, but, like, I can sense people near me and stuff. It's weird. It's true.
I get that.
Laughing at me, but it's true.
No,
So, and I heard you talking about DMT earlier. Can I suggest that for you? Because I've done it, and it does let you see things that you never thought you would fucking see in your life.
See, the only reason why I want to try it is because, hear me out on this.
Okay.
They say DMT, so they say when you die, it's basically all the same. DMT is basically showing you the other side, and sometimes you'll see your soulmates. So when you did DMT, I need to ask you, did you see anyone dancing or little tiny beings almost? Little tiny, like, kind of like elf beings or troll like beings, like they're tiny, obviously. Did you see anything like that?
I can't say that I have.
Did you see a woman, purple woman, dancing?
No, but it's always some tall guy. Always for me. It's always someone really tall, like, and I'm also really short. I'm only 5 foot, so.
Yeah, they said that the woman that was dancing was also very tall, like almost like about 7 feet, 9 feet tall.
Yeah. Yeah, so is all the fucking dudes I see, too. So, I don't know. It could have been a female. It could be a female with a top hat. Like, I don't know because of the way it was built, right? It's more, like, burly and stuff. But women can be that way, too, so.
So, I have another question. During DMT experiences,
go for it. Shoot.
I have a lot of health issues, and I really want to try DMT. I just need to make sure I'm not going to die on it.
I don't think you'll die if you keep to, like, an okay dose.
Oh, no, I'm going to do 3 hits. They say to do 3 hits, big, long hits.
Yeah, and then just
sit back
and
watch.
You'll feel it. You'll feel it, like, 10 seconds later, and you'll be, like, and it'll, like, take you in so, I'm just warning you, it will take you in to yourself so fast that you won't have time to panic or anything.
That's okay. I want to be taken into myself so fast. You have no idea.
But just make sure you're comfortable and, you know, Mel's with you and she's not, like, freaking out if you, like, start doing weird shit because, like, you don't know what you're doing. So you need someone there to, like, coach you. You know what I mean? Like if you're moved, like, they're not supposed to, don't let anybody talk to you.
Okay.
Because you have to, like, be with yourself. Like, I suggest just closing your eyes and just exhaling, and then you'll be gone before you can even think straight. So just be, it's going to be intense, and you'll most likely not remember half of it because it's like you're pretty much putting yourself to sleep.
I cannot wait for this because honestly, I've already had experiences like this without the DMT, so I can't imagine what will happen with it. Like, let me tell you some of the random fucking dreams that I've had. I had a nightmare.
Oh, fucking K.
I had a nightmare about maybe, it was about a hefty 3 years ago. And this is the first nightmare of that I had that all equals up to going back to I saw the West Coast burning up.
Australia? Remember the,
you know what? It could have been Australia and it could have also been the Amazon.
Yep. I have a feeling that all that's going to be burnt down soon.
I do too. I already have, I have a lot of nightmares that already have come to, be real. And I had a dream. And like I said, this is all back in before 3 years ago. Had a dream. Nothing happened yet. The sky turned red. The moon turned red. And then things started falling down, like rocks and shit like that. But yeah, the dream basically takes a turn. And then right after that, people, like, I don't know who I'm with, but I know I'm with Mel. But she doesn't look like her, like I say in all my dreams. Whenever I'm having a dream, the people that I'm with, it seems like the people that I know, but they don't look like them at all. They look like a totally new person, but with the same personality. And for some reason, I know it's them. So
I get that too. Believe me, like I always had a dream about being with somebody, even though I was with someone else, like with somebody. And I don't know who the fuck it was, but like I always had this, like I don't have it anymore. Which fucking, wow, so fucking funny situation because of the situations I'm in now. But like, I always had this dream. I was like with somebody doing things with somebody, like, and I was actually happy, even though I in real, like in realistically, I wasn't actually happy outside of like sleeping.
I understand that.
But like, you know, you're different, right? I guess when everyone else starts noticing it. Like, my family, my sister was like, Danielle, you're fucking glowing. Are you pregnant? I'm like, no. Maybe I'm just happy for once in my life.
That's actually, I hate when people are like, are you pregnant just because you're happy? Because
I'm, no, but I'm genuinely really happy with life. And, like, I didn't cry, and I haven't cried too much about my recent, like, losses in my family and stuff, because people like that really have an impact, and, like, they tell me to suck the fuck up anyways, it happens. So, you know, but that seeing somebody dream, I understand, because, like, I've been with somebody, literally in a relationship with somebody, and I don't know who the fuck they are, but I don't have it anymore, I haven't had it in a while. It's only when I'm not happy in a relationship.
That's understandable.
Like, so, does that make sense? Like, I feel like...
No, it makes a lot of sense.
It's quite intense, actually, the stuff we're talking about. Because, like, the more we talk, the more it comes to my head. And I'm like, okay, maybe I'm saying too much.
No, no, it's fine, actually. Because I honestly agree. Like, me and you, we have the same experiences so far. And but in my dream, the weird part about all this is that we're all walking. And it's almost right. Like a deserted area. Like, I mean, you've seen Fallout 4, right?
That's my favorite game.
Like, so you've seen how it all looks, right? How it looks, that's basically.
That's literally my dreams too.
Yeah, and that's basically what I see. Now here's the weird part. During the dream, we're all basically walking in an area trying to find a new home, I guess. And people start getting bit by snakes. But they only bite some people, certain people, while others are able to walk over them. And I always wondered why, and I got scared. I was like, I don't want to be bit by the snake. And then everyone's like, come on, we have to. And then immediately when they go in, they get bit. But then when I walk through, I walk and no bite mark. And I would, and then all of a sudden they would start talking to me. And then they would tell me some things, like they would say dates, like they would say 416, or they would say numbers, like random fucking numbers. And I mean a lot of them. And to the point where I just one day started writing down like 416, 521, 518. And
then, right. Okay.
And then all of a sudden, when something happened, there was like a mushroom cloud, I guess. And then all of a sudden, all I felt was glass. It felt like to my face. And I was blown back a little. And when I got up, everyone was basically dead. And then a man came to me and he said to me, "You're dead." No, he said, "Your family's dead." And then I was looking at them and I was over them and I was like, "They're dead." And then he told me to look at myself. He was like, "You're dead too." Right. And I shit you not, I was so scared that I cried waking up. But however, I woke up in my bed. I got scared. But then I went to the bathroom thinking that everything was going to be okay. I even stubbed my toe. I felt pain. However, I went to go look in the mirror and my face wasn't my face. And so
that reminded me of something too. Okay, in a dream, you know how people are like, "Oh, pinch me if it's real," or like,
"Yeah,
pinch me, I must be dreaming." Well, I have something similar that happens where I know in my dream, like right before I'm about to die sometimes, or something bad's about to happen, like I know to wake myself up. I know I'm fucking dreaming. Like, I know that I need to wake myself up. So I shake my head in my dream and it wakes me up.
I don't get that.
I do. Like I know when to wake myself up.
See, I die all the time in my dreams. I'm able to die and actually going to the next thing, which then, like I said, I wake up in my bed, all okay, but then I see something, like as if it's either I can see my face but it's not my face, or I can't read and I get scared, and then I basically scream, and then I wake up in my bed again, and then I basically hit myself.
You fall asleep in a dream, in a dream, in a dream, because I've had that happen to me a few times, like where I fall asleep in a dream and wake up thinking I'm out of the dream, and then wake up from another dream in my dream. It's all fucked up. You ever like, "Hey, that doesn't make any sense, what the hell?"
Yeah, like, and it gets really intense for me. And I gotta ask you, when you're in your dreams, do you ever see I don't know how to describe this, but are you in like a plain area room? Nothing is there, no one is there, nothing's there. But then a ball, like it's almost like a fuzzy ball, like thingy, gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and then smaller, 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 bigger, bigger, bigger. You're not hurt, nothing's wrong, but that's what you're dreaming of. And have you ever
when
had
I'm
that?
Falling off those buildings, yeah, I see things like that, and then it gets smaller, and then right before I hit whatever the fuck I hit, I wake up.
They say that's our purgatory.
And I'm sorry, I don't know what that means.
Purgatory is an area when after we die, we go into. Like, remember when I say when you become 4D to only become 3D all over again?
Yes.
That basically, you're in purgatory, and supposedly when you're dreaming of basically where you were, purgatory. And some people actually think that this is the womb of their mother, like, you know, because we can see inside the womb supposedly, but in reality, it's actually purgatory, where we've been before we came here, because we're not, so when we die, so you know how your grandpa died before you?
Yes.
He's waiting in purgatory, so he'll be able to contact you. Up until the last person of his soulmate line, meaning, so everyone in your family is not your soulmate, meaning some people in your family you won't see ever again in the next life because they weren't your soulmate. Other people who you have strong connections with, you will see again. And they're in purgatory after they die. They're waiting.
So it doesn't matter if they're like a best friend, a boyfriend, girlfriend, as long as they were like
a soulmate.
Soulmate. So like the fact that I'm really super close to my parents, does that play anything? Like, does that?
So what's funny about that is that there's actually things called soul babies. And before you were born, believe it or not, you might have actually went to someone with your name, and they actually, you basically are able to choose who you wanted to be with. So believe it or not, in a past life, your mom was either, yes, your mom again, or she was your grandmother or a friend. and you wanted to go to be her daughter because you felt more of a connection with her than all the other soulmates that you had. And because she was going to be your mother no matter what, you go with the connection of the woman, not the man. And
so
yes,
you're saying it's possible that like a significant other could have been your parent or like relative?
So it depending. So if your significant other is your twin flame, no. But if your significant other isn't your twin flame and you haven't met your twin flame yet, that might be your soulmate, meaning that that could have been actually a parent, a friend, someone in the past, even a pet. Someone in the past that basically you
what do you
connected
fucking
with.
Dog is a Mennonite? No, I'm just kidding. So don't worry.
No, but it's true. That's why I'm saying you and Alex, if you guys get along, but you also argue, but your arguments aren't as bad because you can technically work it through, you guys might be twin flames and not soulmates. Soulmates are people who connect instantly. So meaning a best friend that you basically, the minute you met, you were like, oh, hey, girl, like basically Melissa. Whereas there's people who are twin flames, they mirror us. Of course, they're going to get on our nerves, but they're also the people that make us who we're going to be because they already met us in the past life.
Did we get along? But okay. He said, I don't want to talk about our first date. Let's not go there. Okay, so our first date. Okay, I'm going to say it anyways. We had sex the first time we met, okay? And like, ever since then, we could not stay away from each other. But like, when we argue now, it's barely an argument. It's just stupid. We get upset and then go back. It's fine. It's literally nothing. Like, nothing compared to anything I've been through. And it's such like a breath of fresh air.
So here's the bad thing about a twin flame. If one or the other, if one vibrational energy goes below the other, because twin flames are basically on the same vibrational energy, which is why you both connect so easily, why you don't get as mad as what you do, which you will get mad sooner or later, but it won't be as bad. You'll basically, the love overcomes the arguments.
That's cute.
But with that being said, if someone's vibrational energy goes below the others, because when your twin flame usually, when their vibrational energy goes low, usually the other one goes low too. But however, if someone's vibrational energy is higher than the other because they are already ascended into 5D, meaning conscious mind 5D, not dead 5D, their twin flame in them might have problems. And with that being said, some twin flames will end up leaving, breaking off, and never coming back until the next lifetime. Which is why a lot of people say that they lost their first love, even though if they met and married someone already, their twin flame has gone.
Right. So I have a question towards that. What if your emotional energy always connects properly? Say you're getting like upset and then like you feed really quickly off that person. What if they're upset and then you're instantly upset? Or like, what if you're happy and they're instantly happy? Or what if like...
That could be twin flame or soulmate, because technically that just means that you feel the same. So soulmates are also on the same wavelength, but they're a little bit different. They don't feel as high as the other, meaning that, of course, they still feel the same, meaning that if you're sad and I'm your soulmate, I will feel sad, but I won't be as sad for you or sad with you than as Alex would be. He would be more sad. He'll take in more of the energy more because he knows your soul more than anyone because he's your twin flame. See, soulmates, we...
So it doesn't matter how long you've known somebody.
Nope, it doesn't matter.
So I understand completely everything you're saying. Like, I feel like maybe you were a good friend of mine in the past life.
Yeah, it could be possible. It could definitely be possible. And the best part about having soulmates is that they're your real family. So our families, our physical families, yeah, they're our families, but our soulmates and our twin flames. So your twin flame is basically...
Finish what you were saying.
Your twin flame is basically, mommy, daddy, twin flames, whereas your soulmates are your family. Some soulmates are technically were kids of theirs or even just friends or even family members of the past. With that being said, you might have some family members that you're not really connected to in any type of way, meaning that you just don't feel any connection there, even though you're blood related. They might not be your soulmate, meaning you might not see them again in the future, or like future, well, and well, yeah, future, but like basically in your future next life, you won't see them. You'll see newer people. My soulmates are not my family. I mean, they're my family, obviously, on the other side, but my family right now that I have physical family, they don't even talk to me. I feel nothing with them. Maybe some of them, like very few, maybe one or two. Other than that, I feel nothing. And I always felt like that ever since I was a kid. In fact, I always felt like I was adopted because of how much I didn't feel like I got along with my family. Like, I didn't like them at all. Like, something inside me was like, I don't resonate with them and I just want to go home. And I was homesick. Which then my friend told me about this thing called starseeds, and it actually takes upon with the whole soulmate stuff, because when you're a starseed, it just means that you came from the stars and that we all incarnated here, and that basically the heaven that we're all thinking of is actually the universe that we see out there.
So I have a question. Okay, so I've only been with people like relationships where my family didn't like them at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, how is it that my, like, family knows that, you know?
Because
they just know. And, like, this guy sitting, like, near me, they fucking love him.
Probably because, so, with soulmates, there's also soul enemies, I guess you want to say. There are souls out there that will find you again. And they either did something bad to you and your family knows it and they can't really put in thing, like, you know, they can't be like, they did this bad thing to you, because one, it was in a past life, two, their name was different, and three, the way that they looked was different. The only thing that they have is the memory of the pain that was left. So there is actually the story of a woman who brought home a man who basically, they were in love and stuff like that. Her family did not approve of him for a long time, and they knew something was off about him.
That's what my family has done with everyone else I've been with.
Yeah, and this family, they tried telling her several times, please, something is off. She said, I really don't know what you're talking about. And let me remind you, it wasn't like one of those things where he was doing stuff bad and she just didn't notice it. No, he wasn't doing anything bad. They just had that bad vibe from him. And to find out, he was having nightmares of killing a woman. And, you know, he was constantly having nightmares of it. He was, like, seeing it constantly, saying, I've killed this woman. I don't know what I'm doing. To find out, when she did a hypnotherapy thing, her past life, she was murdered. She was murdered by a man. And basically, when she told him her experience of the hypnotherapy, he said, I'm having the same nightmares, but I'm the man.
That's kind of crazy.
So when people are saying, I don't feel right, it's probably because literally they have done something to you. And when I say people can kill and they're psychopaths, they can actually redeem themselves in the next life. That's the whole point. You incarnate, you reincarnate up until your soul is basically at the fifth dimension. And if
the guy I was with before, I had to be the stronger person to leave, but him and his entire family I lived with were literally all narcissistic, and like the only person they really ever got mad at is me, and it was literally for no reason. So like, and the guy I was dating, I guess like I thought, like, I mixed up, like, sexual signals, I guess, with feelings, actual feelings towards people. If that makes any sense.
What?
Does that make sense to you? So
you mixed up signals with people with sexual, what?
No. Okay. I mixed up, like, the feeling of being in love with someone for, like, something sexual, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, I understand that.
So, like, and, like, I fought with my parents tooth and nail until they accepted him, right?
Yeah.
He made me and my dad argue, and me and my dad never fight really bad, ever. So, like, and he was also a fucking schizophrenic psychopath.
He's an energy vampire.
He thought he was actually a fucking vampire. It was kind of funny.
No. Energy, well, yeah. But energy vampire is someone who basically will take your energy physically, mentally. They will drain you. They will drain you, leave you like that. Did.
I was so fat and so depressed and so, like, not me. And, like, I just, because I kind of got used to it because it was so mentally exhausting. It had to take another dude to convince me to leave, and I did. And it was probably the best thing I did in my life.
I agree. And honestly, he might have actually definitely hurt you in the past. Some people are not able to change their habits even in the next life. So if, let's say if someone killed someone in this life, the next life, they can choose to either keep being that way, or they can choose to try and basically get help. And that basically means that the people who are schizophrenic were most likely people who hurt people in their past life. And then in the next life, you won't be schizophrenic, but however, you might be a little bit more paranoid. In the next life, you might be a little bit more happier. In the next life, you'll accomplish more. In the next life, you'll be a better person. In the next life, then basically you keep going up the ladder. However, if you keep going down the ladder, eventually your lifespan will stop. You won't be reincarnated again, and you'll be a demon because of the fact that your energy was so negative, so low. The whole point, and honestly, I believe in Earth and all of this, is technically to heighten the energy of Earth, the energy vibes of Earth, because technically the Earth's energy mimics our energy. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen an energy field of a person. And then if you put those same exact, like, things up against where the energy of the Earth, when it spins and stuff like that, when the Earth's vibrational energy goes up, so does human energy too. So meaning right. We are connected somehow. Meaning, what if the whole point of
all... Everybody's related when you think about it.
Yeah, we're all technically related. We've all been family to one another at some point in our lives. If you haven't been a soulmate, you were a family of someone who basically you're not a soulmate of, because everyone is just, I guess you want to say, we're rewinding everything again. So when you die, well, when the last person of your grandfather's, the oldest person in your soulmate history, meaning the oldest person in your soulmates, which it shouldn't go more than 100 years. So meaning your grandparents or your great grandparents might be the cutoff, because that's of your soulmate life. Once right. The last person of their soulmate life, meaning the youngest person that they've known while they were alive, so whoever is the baby that they were able to actually have a connection with, a true soulmate, when that person finally dies, you guys will finally come out of the purgatory and into the world again, all one by one, and find each other again. While some of you might actually already be out here, or some of you might take your time to get out. However, you all will rewind itself and basically do it all again until you guys can find each other again, learn the same things, and try and heighten your energy again.
Like, I guess I didn't really understand things that well a few years ago. So, like, I guess my brain was kind of messed up. Also, drugs. So, like, but I feel like also being through all that helped me understand more, like, everyone's stories and stuff better.
Yeah.
I feel like, obviously, it's hard to trust anybody when you've been through so much, right? So, like,
but I still do. I don't trust everyone, but I trust the people that I feel like I can.
Right.
And like with you from the get-go, I was able to trust you. And I, from that one, so if I know I could trust someone from the get-go, that means they've obviously been a soulmate in my past.
Yeah, well, that makes sense though now. Even if it's not like literally coming back to life, like there still might be something, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if that makes sense, but.
No, that definitely does.
But I also get really confused when I talk, so.
No, you trust me, you haven't. And actually, I really can't wait to put up this podcast. But that is literally all the time we have. I just want to say thank you to Danielle and her boyfriend, Alex. Thank you for having your input and everything. And thank you for coming on. Hopefully, we can have Danielle again. I'm so sorry that Mel is not here right now. She left. She was like, I'm not listening to this ghost shit. I'm hitting dip. And I want to say I'm sorry we weren't here for, like, you know, the last week, guys, with the podcast, but a lot of stuff happened. But next week, hopefully it'll be the, you know, similar thing. Danny will be here. Maybe Danielle might join us again. Who knows?
Quite possibly.
Yeah. But I'll catch you guys next time on Dead Ghost Podcast. See you later.